The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Friday, August 21st, 2026.
2020.
Tonight on 2020.
Is that still on?
I'm John Quinones.
Is it still on? 2020?
Oh, yeah.
Just with the name recognition. Like, even if we didn't keep a calendar anymore, Dateline would still exist.
I know that does. I'm not sure about 2020.
Oh, I've seen every Dateline twice.
It's like saying, guys, the economy, we're having to cut back on a couple things. So 60 minutes is only 59 minutes long now.
Oh, if it even exists next season.
40 minutes.
Is it one of those that really might be? I was just thinking about like TV shows that will never go away. Like Saturday Night Live.
Well, they gutted 60 minutes. They got rid of all the good people.
Did they get
Well, they got Bill Whitaker still. He's good.
Do they still have the sound effect of the stopwatch?
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
You know, Sharon Alfonsi, Scott Pelley.
Wow, you're a nerd.
They fired them.
You could be making up names right now. You could be saying members of Congress.
Anderson Cooper.
He's gone. Are you serious? Yes.
Laura Logan's been gone since she had that incident happen to her.
That incident?
I forgot where she was, but she said she got raped in a crowd of people.
Okay, I'm not thinking about the same person. Oh, I wouldn't have smiled and laughed just then.
No, I think that's why you smiled and laughed.
No, it's not either. You know better.
It's not creepy.
No.
Yeah, if you're not watching the news, then where you at?
Where you at? Where you is?
Blissfully blind to all the dastardly bull stud in the world.
Bull
to
stud.
A degree. Like, I mean, major things. Like, I have, certain alerts set up and whatnot, you know.
Well, I mean, big stuff you want to know about. You have an interesting palette of news that you follow. You mix it up between
bizarre
politics and yeah. conspiracies and cryptos and whatnot.
Not cryptos, man. No. I don't even want to go down that road. I'm even.
Check it real quick.
I'm even. Like I'm you know where I'm at. I'm like a gambler who for years was just going up and down, riding that high, and then all of a sudden he got to the point. He said, "You know what? If I just stay where I'm at, I can't win. I can't lose anymore. You don't understand? Like where I'm at right now is like I'm not going to put any more in. I'm knocking on wood. I shouldn't do that. That's for good luck. I'm doing that. That's a
beat it into my skull. I want to hear the song. You're going to drive your money guy crazy. He's like, look.
It's a woman.
Oh, yeah.
How dare he, Paige? You hear him?
Sexist.
Sexy thing.
Okay, she's going to be like,
such a sexy man.
I didn't say that.
Let's hang on these cryptos now.
Sexist.
Let's quit putting money in these cryptos.
No, we don't talk about cryptos.
You got some cute cryptos.
There's a reason why it's digital.
If you ain't talking about cryptos, then where you at?
Where you stay?
Then where you at?
Where you stay?
I bees in the trap. Bees in the trap. Bitcoin.
Oh,
boy. Oh,
I'm just tired of it. I'm tired of hearing about it. Give me some or shut up.
What?
I didn't mean it that way.
Oh,
nice.
I thought you were making a pass at me. No one says that anymore, you know?
That's give me like, some or shut up.
When I was a kid, man, I would hear that in movies. Rarely would you hear it like in normal conversation, you know, overhearing people talk. But I would have made a pass at me. Like, I'm thinking like football, throw it a pass at me or whatever. And then once I became an adult and nobody says it no more or anymore.
Yeah.
Nobody says it no more.
You don't go together with anybody anymore. You don't go steady.
Darlene, what's wrong?
You don't go steady.
It was Austin. Austin made a pass at me today. Oh, my God. Are you okay, girl?
Did you catch it?
Nowadays, they'd be like, dude tried to grab my cooter. I'm in a loveless relationship.
Said you no know, woman I know.
It would be a different...
sound drop.
It would be a different... You know what I mean? Like, if you're... Paige, you're a hot woman. If there's some dude like, he's got to be alive because every time I ask you this question, you just say someone who's dead.
It's kind of a non-answer.
Someone living right now that you think, yes, I would in a heartbeat.
Uh-huh.
Boo, boo, boo. Like, Probably someone famous, I would imagine. Uh-huh. Yeah, who would that be?
It's the guitarist from Creed, Mark Tremonti.
Wow. Really? Okay. So let's say, I don't
How
know.
How about you, somebody unattainable? But I feel like you can like call him down.
I was going to say, I think that could be like.
Well, he's not very nice, but and he's married, so I'm not even interested in
Well,
that.
When's that stopped you before?
I'll take the keyboardist from Gunt.
Yeah. Everybody's married.
Is the costume designer for Guar available? I want to get some of them boots that look like teeth.
Tremonti.
He sings like an angel. He's just the nicest person. And plus, he has an autistic kid, so that's points for me. He's a kind person.
I thought you were going to say like Aaron Lewis, so, you know, when he's hooking up with you.
I thought you were going to say, hopefully it runs in the family.
Well, I know
he's so
people.
Sexy. He has an autistic child, fat boy. Did you hear this?
Oh, he's kind. It's his kindness, and he plays guitar like
no woman.
If you ever met the Elephant Man's dad, he probably
very few are the women who say that and mean it. Like, you know what? You're so great about him. He's so kind. Usually, it's like he's hot. Oh my God, you got he's so
hot.
Yeah,
why is he so hot, girl?
He looks like Yul Brynner in the face or whatever.
For me, some of the hottest guys, once they open their mouths, turns me off completely because they're either stupid or
got bad breath,
very arrogant or narcissistic. You know,
God, man, she's going to turn lesbian on us.
I'm not, but I'm
quit
just
treating her bad.
Hey, I work in the mall. I see it. I deal with people all the time.
Well,
I'm not saying I would date them, but I'm like, oh, he's so handsome, and then they're just rude.
I feel like some women could turn you if they try
hard. Disrespectful to their women,
right?
I feel like if you ever met Paige Beckers, she'd probably turn you.
Oh, man.
That's one of her hobbies now.
Seems.
She play basketball?
Yes.
Yeah.
See, I wouldn't. I don't play.
You know, they do these little media, like, stupid questions they'll ask them. So they asked old Buki if she could switch lives with a famous person. Who would it be?
Oh, God. let me guess first.
Okay, guess.
Are they an athlete?
No, actor.
Actor?
Yeah.
Are they a lesbian? Oh, no, so you said they want to try to flip them.
Yeah, they asked her. If you could switch lives with any famous person, who would it be?
So that means someone that she... It would be a man that she wants to replace.
Yep.
Okay. So who's a hot woman in Hollywood? God, I mean, you know.
Tom Holland's who she said.
Tom Holland. Who's he with?
Zendaya. What's her name?
Zendaya.
Ah, that's it.
Zendaya. Yeah, she's pretty.
Zendaya. She's
She made the joke without making
MJ.
The joke.
Not MJF.
I mean, I think she's good, but not attractive, really.
Right.
But, you know, that was the joke. Like,
yeah, but also very, she's one of those, I mean, to me, look, I don't know if you're a new listener to the show. If you just tuned in
for the
first time, slap that like button.
Were you listening to Hank and Jim?
There's nothing you can do on your radio to, like, you know, if somebody's listening to a podcast that can smash that like button, it can hot the button, it can...
Yeah.
Follow and comment.
Rub your nuts on the knob so nobody else will turn it.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Push it in. Push it in and break it where it won't move no more. Smash that button.
Smash that button.
So wait, if you've just tuned in for the first time, I'm 50. 50 years old.
Nordone.
I'm 50. 50 years old.
And when I see Zendaya, not Zendayo.
Zendaya?
Mejio. When I see Zendaya, mm-hmm. Zendaya, I think, wow, she looks like a child still. Like, literally like a tall teenager.
Yeah, I mean, she's good, but not really attractive.
Very, very pretty, but
what
just...
What are you talking about, Willis?
Never will...
We Willis.
You know.
Oh, my God.
Three locations.
What are you talking about, We Willis?
I've said that before, remember?
He doesn't.
I did that on the phone with you one day.
Oh, I'm sorry, the book, man.
We'll
I didn't have it open right now.
Give him the funny today. Yes, I've never heard
give
that
Give me
before.
The funny. Yes. Not today. Nope.
Mm-mm. Nope. Not today.
No.
Is there like a, like, if Paige, I feel, this is what I feel your answer would be on. Not your, really, any woman. A woman that's, you know, around you and your peers or whatever, they would say
that. Hey, guys.
No, I was trying to say someone in her demographic. Okay?
Okay, that's wild.
Let me say why I said that, because I just said my age, right? And I'm not going to say her age, because I don't know her age. But what I'm trying to say here is that the equivalent of that, if I were in your body, would be Timothy Chalamet.
She's supposed to tell us if you ask.
Well, I thought she was about to be offended at me no. because of the way that question was probably poorly formulated. But, like, he's like, I say, yeah, dude's attractive. But don't you look at him and say, he looks like a little boy.
Yeah, he's not my
like Haley Joel Osment. Haley Joel Osment is old now and chunky.
Yeah, he's fat and he's
he's on the boys.
Well, I don't want to say that because he might sue. But
why?
Dirty mouth on that kid.
Chalamet?
Why would he sue?
Nah, Haley Joel.
Why would he sue? Because
yeah. if I call him an AS,
yeah,
they might rhyme with pantyremetic.
Oh,
because of a bunch of stuff you said.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Like, I don't want to, you know.
How do you know that, though? Like, on Twitter or something?
No, it was a video when he got arrested.
You know, oh.
He was calling the cop that.
Who's
oh.
the yeah. fat boy? Who's the guy, the he's actor's name that died with a snake?
Oh, dang it. What's his
he's
name?
He's hot.
He's in a bunch of stuff.
I would think about him.
The actor that died with a snake.
Yeah.
He was in Saltburn.
Yeah, he's hot.
I don't know movies by names no more.
And it's not Barry Keoghan. He's the guy who's spoiler alert, bathwater, Barry Keoghan drink in the movie.
I don't.
What's his freaking name? He's got a new movie coming out.
I know, I like him.
He's in a lot of stuff.
First off, I don't like his last name because no matter if you're saying it right or wrong, it sounds wrong. Barry Keoghan.
Look, I'm not the one to ask today about who's who because I've been trying to think of a song for the past hour. And
it's Jacob Elordi.
Yeah, that's it.
How did you Google that? How did you find that?
Euphoria.
Yeah, you just put that. Okay.
I knew he was on there.
I like to find out. How people
one
find
word,
the answers.
One
word just pops it up, yeah. Google is, they're making, they've, you know, again, it's made for, I'll say, cavemen is what it's made for now. Because I type in Google like a caveman, and I go back and look at what I typed in to give me the results. I'm like, God, they have made it, literally, if you have internet access. I mean, I don't know that there's really many more excuses. Mm-mm. About like stuff.
That's on you at that point.
I think it is. Like I mean, and maybe that's where certain politicians and stuff, their big platform is like internet for everyone. You know, like even with Elon with Starlink, he's like, no matter where you are in the world, I don't care if you're in the Amazon rainforest. I don't care if you in.
He looks like Earthworm Jim, don't he?
I don't care if you're underwater in Del Norte. I don't care. If
Shout
you're
out.
Running around in circles with one shoe on, then what's the city you always say
Easley?
To make fun? No, he loves Easley.
Norris.
It.
Are you telling
Norris.
Down?
Norris.
Norris.
No matter where you are, you will have internet access.
Margaret's pretty full right now, probably.
That might be the
Breakfast
most
time.
Humane thing that you can do. Other than like just giving everybody like $1 million for, you know what I'm saying? Like,
is universal high income. That's what he wants to do.
Well, to make, yeah, but that, I mean, that's
not that much, but still a lot.
But that's that's when it's literally, that's, what country was it where their money converted so poorly that like $1 would have been in their currency, like 14 million enter their currency name.
Oh,
like it
gosh.
Sped up the so everyone
rubles aren't worth nothing.
Everyone was a millionaire in their money, so that made it nothing.
Yep.
And if everybody's then if everybody's a millionaire, your gas is going to be $1,800 a gallon.
It's going to be like that anyway.
$1,800. Just think about it. Whew. Like the years when your parents made $100 a week and Coca-Cola's were 5 cents a piece. Take all that and just exit times, 22? And then that's the inflation number. But the salaries are still at about 10%.
You can survive on a paycheck?
We 50-50 off on inflation versus salaries, generally speaking in America.
Yeah, they'll never catch up. The wages will never catch up with the market.
And you know what the wages of sin are? Death. And taxes.
Look, some people come out ahead if they do retire, if you're 62 or whatever.
Yeah.
Go ahead and take it.
Yeah.
They'll tell you now, you know, it's less money, but, you know, take your early as soon as you can.
But when you, if you do that, though, can you not, like,
get it for longer?
You can't, like, work ever again, though?
You can work part-time.
Oh, you can't?
Mm-hmm.
You can,
I'd go crazy.
Well, when you reach 70, you can work, you know, like, there's no limits.
Oh.
It's full on. You can draw. You can work whatever.
Mm. Paint?
Yeah. I think 20.
You said I could draw.
Decorate.
I like to paint.
I think it's between 10 or 20 is what you can make when you, before 70.
Oh, okay.
If you draw a check.
Draw a check.
Well, it's there now.
I was going to say.
So they always tell you, right?
I know, man. It's like the.
Because Ralph Norman's getting it all.
it's so weird that as a kid, you know, you're just like, just because you're eavesdropping or listening in to either what your parents and grandparents are talking about or the church sermon, where it's like, Social Security will not be there. The Lord's coming back tomorrow. In other words, don't plan for the future.
Do you think?
I mean, for real, like, think about, like, I want to start some support group for kids of the 80s that whose parents literally took everything literal. And
you know, Reagan introduced you know, the credit cards of it and the finance, and you know,
that was helpful though, because that's a reason why my grandparents were probably able to have a beach house, thus I had vacations for free.
Yeah,
without that, dude, I would have been in Greenville for all my life. Mm-hmm. Which is a great song. Oh, my love. Casey and JoJo Page.
Oh, I thought
Charlotte, shout out. Jodeci.
What happened to the other members of Jodeci? Did Casey and JoJo just say, screw you, Jodeci?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like time forgot them. Yeah. Just,
I didn't.
I felt like more talented people emerged over time.
Folks, when I was younger, there was a fourth boys to man. Boy to man. There was a fourth boy to man.
Boys to Man was a group from Philadelphia.
I can see.
Motown Philly's back again.
You guys in high school jamming to your boys' groups.
Driving
down the road.
So many pop acts that came through here in that time.
Oh, boy. Yes.
That was the pop explosion of the late 90s.
My sister, you know, it's a little known fact. My sister actually worked for this company before I did. Not this company, but the former owner of this company.
She got you into the biz?
No. No.
Okay.
She had a friend. I'm going to say her name. I feel a radio legend in this town. I hope no one has issues with her. Very sweet lady, the great Liz Riles. Mm-hmm. My sister
she
knew
is
her.
Good.
And,
I like her.
She got my
very
sister
sweet.
A part-time job, and she did overnights for like a year. Or whatever. But anyway, part of that was she got to meet Destiny's Child. So my sister has a picture with...
We met Kelly.
With Beyonce. Well, Kelly Rowland. Yeah, but Beyonce.
I mean, I don't want to meet Beyonce.
I would like to... I mean, you know, like, I don't agree with her satanic ways and her...
I don't agree with her big ass.
Or the clubs that she's in and things, but, you know, it would have been cool. But so there's... And then they also sent my sister a platinum record award. Just because she was a part-timer, man.
They used to give those suckers out.
Yeah.
Somebody started taking them. Remember they were on the wall here.
And what's weird is I don't know where that person would live to take them to. Strange.
Somebody we used to work with, you know.
Decorated the trunk of their car.
Yeah. Went to the guy's house once. I'm like,
God bless.
Why do you have all these? He had cash money ones, too.
Yeah, but it was like, man... They don't throw stuff away like that here.
Uh-oh.
And it's like, oh, yeah, so-and-so just said, yeah, if you want it, I was like, come on, man. This is crazy. It's like Mark Hendrick's office was a house.
Look. See those number one awards up there? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just the ones I keep here.
I'm missing one, though. You guys know anything about it?
Where's it at? Yeah. This is my Northwest Missouri State diploma right there. Yeah. I'm a Bearcat for life, bitch.
What the hell?
And he's got one of his prized possessions.
A Bearcat.
It's this little Napoleon Dynamite doll. Yeah, he presses his foot. He talks.
Oh, wow.
Remember that up on the shelf?
God. Is it still in there?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Presses his foot.
Oh, wow.
Napoleon Dynamite.
I take it. My favorite thing in there.
Yeah, presses his foot.
In the boss's office is the complaint button or whatever it is. And it's a rat trap.
Yeah. It's intimidating.
It's press here for help, and it's a rat trap.
That's
and
what
then
it was.
Someone years ago put like a severed finger in there, like a you know, a rubber one, obviously. And it's been in there still. So it looks like, oh, that. Look, it's what happens when you ask for help around here. This you lose a finger.
This is also near his mural piece, I guess, of Cowboy Stadium, the old one.
Yeah.
He's a big Cowboys mark.
Yeah.
So he still has the little tiny TV?
Yeah, he does. Right behind his, he turns around.
sits in front of a computer screen that's bigger than his TV screen. He could screen it to his computer screen, but he likes to turn.
Let me turn and turn this down.
And look at his screen that's about half the size. Hendrix!
He don't have the Cowboys tattoos like Joshua Fortner, but he's close.
Oh, yeah. That's true. That's true.
His dedication there.
Well, one of them bought marijuana from Ezekiel Elliott one time. I'm going to say who that was. I'm going to say who that was.
Fortner's probably got a dag on his back.
Well, I hope he does. He's got five kids.
He doesn't know what I meant, Emmy.
I have something to say.
One number does it all at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Yeah. What's up, girl?
Yeah, baby. Thank God for technology.
What's Sweeney? Nope.
He says Sweeney.
Paige, quit singing all over the song.
Oh, yeah. I'm the one eating the microphone.
That's what I had to do to figure out what the song was.
What, that's what you did?
Yeah, I had the ask the S word on the iPhone. I said, who sings this song? It sounds like...
See, that could be a rap song. I was at the... I've stopped at the... I stopped at Spanks and got a Red Butch.
Come on and, in. We got them all, you bitch.
Oh, Red Bull. And he wasn't there. I didn't see him.
He wouldn't have said that either. I apologize. He wouldn't have done that.
There's an impersonator that hangs out there.
God.
Anyway, the guy, I think he was getting ready to go to GE. First off, leaving your car on with the windows down, blaring music, like attracting people to look at your car.
GE Vernova.
And running still and going in. Maybe you felt comfortable in 2020.
Not on Pendleton
that.
Street, but...
I wasn't on Pendleton. I was down here on Burlington.
What? Wow. I thought you were going to say somebody tried to sell you a rap CD
parking lot. That was at the, That happened at the other one.
He bought it?
No, I didn't have any cash. And he's like,
I'll take your
I'm like, how about I buy you a lunch? Because that's what you're going to do with the money anyway.
I don't know. That guy that day was really well dressed. I think he was just out hustling, trying to get his music to the people.
Maybe.
I don't try to help those guys anymore.
But the music that the guy, it was like, yeah, it's like when you hear reggae, it's kind of like that same doom doom
doom doom doom marijuana.
This music was kind of like a similar beat to that, but it was this guy that was rapping, but it wasn't even mumble. It was like, I thought it was Drake at first, but it wasn't, because he was saying like this when
mumble rap was over.
Yeah.
Oh, it sounded awful. Just, I was like, man.
Push you to sleep.
You look like a... God, yeah. It sounds like some kind of like kid's lullaby.
Go to bed.
Gonna sleep, little baby. You are tuckered out. You're gonna get up and watch Miss Rachel tomorrow, girl. It sounded as bad as what that just sounded like, but with a nice, like, tropical beat in the background. I was like, man... Yeah, you just don't match up with the music right now.
And I'll try to tell you how great it is to kids.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's good. It's you. Well, you know what? Young Gravy. I remember the first time I heard that. I was like, man, I like this.
He's fun, though. Like, he'll tell you, like, he just wants to have fun with it. He's not trying to be huge, you know?
Yeah.
So he could.
Yeah, but see, like, do you believe that? Believe this is something that flows into a nice little thing? Do you believe that? What's your opinion, not of the music or any of that stuff, but your thoughts on Post Malone?
I didn't
see. Talented, but
yeah,
does he write his own stuff?
Well, I'm not even.
How do you even do that?
He just seems like.
Are you saying he's an agent of...
No, I'm not saying he works for Mossad.
Chaos.
I'm an agent of chaos. No, he's not the Allstate guy. He's...
All freaking Dean Winters. Shout out.
Like, he still looks as though that he's enjoying himself so much. Yeah. Authentic is a great word to say.
Yeah.
He's having so much
Smokes
fun.
Smokes a lot.
And there just happens to be just gobs and gobs of money that comes along with it. And it doesn't seem... Never heard anybody say a bad. I know a couple people that actually met him that time he played in Simpsonville. Said he was almost like a childlike.
Plus, he jumps around a lot. Like, you know, he. I guess that's how he keeps it fresh. He's like, I don't want to rap anymore. I want to do
country. Yeah. And he did Nirvana. Yeah.
But like, what if once the lights go off, he's in there and he just. I mean, the tattoos are real and all that stuff.
Maybe.
He just puts on like a polo shirt and slacks and starts just counting gobs of money. It's all a work.
Don't you hate the fact that you got to work at some point doing that? They're like, damn, I got to write a song. I don't want to write a song. I want to, you know, smoke and get crunk. I want to get turned.
I want to party and bull crap and party and bull crap.
See, they want to have too much output. Like comedians, they always feel like they have to do a new hour all the time. Like, you don't.
That's a good point.
You just need a recording contract that says one and done.
Hell yeah. Not even that. They try to distribute themselves, don't they?
I mean, I don't know.
Why would you get a record deal now?
I'm saying it's so too good to be true. I guess because people usually turn out to be like fake or bullcrappy or whatever. You just, you know, seen that so many times. He just seems like, he almost seems like there's a type of savant, because that makes it, like he's touched in a sense.
Yeah.
Like he might be close to a certain, you know.
Then you got to worry where that next hit's going to come from.
What's the middle between up and down? What do you call that?
Oh, what is it?
The middle space. That's where he's at.
Like some kind of...
He's not bad.
Some kind of void.
He's not fake. He's just kind of like present. There you go. He's present. It just seems to be present.
Those people are the most observant.
I know, but that's the hardest to be. God bless. It's so hard to be present.
I mean, it's not like purgatory. I wouldn't say he's in purgatory.
No.
He's
no.
Nice.
No, he's still alive. He's still with us.
Not like the middle area before you're good enough to go to heaven.
Middle earth.
The people are pointing out now that he always wanted to be a rap, and the country is basically just when the rap stopped. Fanboy. You scare me with that song every time. Because I think he says dog ass.
Just that one part.
But he does it. Play it again. Can you start it over?
Yeah, I can start it over.
I like dog poo to me.
Well, when he played it before, I was like, oh my God, you didn't dump out on it.
Does it sound like poo to you?
Expialis bull stud. Supercalif.
I'm not supposed to do this, but this part you can get on the podcast. Just when he says it.
Oh, yeah. It's under the limit.
Hey, supercalifragilistic expialis dog shit.
What's he saying, Fat Boy?
He says expialidocious.
Docious.
Yeah, he does not say dog spit.
Sounds like it, but he's not. Yeah, he's got a clean mouth on him. That gravy does.
See, now he makes money too, but it's like it's in a different way. You know, like he's making money off the music, but he's kind of having fun with it, and he's hooking up with
Carl Anthony Towns.
Well, yeah, like you get to meet everybody you wanted to meet, and he's hooking up with, you know, famous women.
Yeah. Well, I mean, is that
so he's like, you know,
is that what it's all about, Fat Boy?
You feel like people like Post Malone are like trying to make a career or whatever, and like Young Gravy's like, this could be over at any time.
Yes, net worth. And as we've proven, these are generally probably 70% right. Oh, guess Young Gravy.
$5 million.
Wow. $2 to $5 million.
Yeah, but Post has got to be like one.
Oh, let's see his. I feel like we do this like once a week. We just Google famous people's net worth.
Post is like, got to be like 50, right?
God bless.
Is it?
Exactly.
Dude.
How does he? That's
Post Malone has an estimated net worth of $50 million.
I know the.
All right, let's play this game.
Okay. I know the net worth of white guys who wish they were black rappers.
Okay. Eminem.
150.
Whoa, 250 to 300. Yeah.
Wait, hang on a second.
How is he not a billionaire though?
Yeah.
I think somebody else owns his catalog or part of it. Look into that.
Did he sell it?
Oh, did he? Okay.
No, I don't.
I mean, not did he? Did he?
I don't think he sold it. I think his
Oh yeah, because there was that other owner.
Who owns it?
Not Shug.
No, there it's was not a.
It wasn't IV either. There was a third person. Okay, let me think of other white guys who want to secretly be black rappers.
Portions of his early publishing rights are held by Sony.
Okay. Okay. I'm not good on this tip. Okay, I'll go Drake, but he's not. He's black, but he's Canadian.
Famous on it.
He's Canadian rapper who wants to really...
Wheelchair Jimmy. He's tons of money. He's the most valuable rapper of all time, right? Yeah, we talked about like how much he makes a week. Is like...
Well, okay, so I'm just sourcing this.
Monetary-wise.
Estimated net worth of $400 million.
So I thought it was at least double that.
Now let's look Dre, and then I'm going to look.
Well, Dre's a billionaire, right?
Nailed that one. Oh, man. I knew that too, but let's say, okay, we'll do one more, and then we'll find out what page you're working on in the play.
You going to look up Catfish Billy?
No. Hova. Hope.
I think he's close to billion too. But you know, what ventures are we talking about, you know? He's got a lot.
So here's the weird thing about him, and you're absolutely right. It's not just publishing. He's got his liquor brands. He's got his money from the NFL because, you know, he's the CEO of entertainment for the NFL.
Rock Nation,
if that explains anything to you about some halftime shows.
The sports agencies.
The satanic themes. Nevertheless, Jay-Z, you've got all this. Part owner used to be of the Nets.
Yeah, he's got an endorsement with DSLs.
He has some. $2.8 billion. Making him... Dude, Forbes magazine says Jay-Z is the wealthiest musician in the world.
Oh,
that
I can believe it, man.
Taking
I don't know
all
how.
Of it together, like, yeah. I mean, but
Drake will get there because he's still putting out music. And he's famous with, like, you know, with this crowd, the young kids now, like Jay-Z was back in the late 90s.
Yeah. Oh, let me do one more. And then we'll Snoop Dogg, guess.
Oh,
remember, 100? He's got the weed money. He's got part owner of Death Row now.
I'll say 100.
160. So the more we play, the worse you get. We'll stop there.
I figured he'd be on the lower end. Well, look, if my dad knew I knew any about this, he'd be turning his grave right now.
He'd probably disown you in death.
Yeah.
The Rise Guys rule.
Every morning.
With Batman.
If you don't smile right now.
Fat boy.
Oh, how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Oh.
And 16% of the people would eat this just out of curiosity.
Peach emoji. Eggplant emoji.
What would you eat out of curiosity?
Peach emoji.
Nay.
Especially in August. It is the season.
Pose the question again. Stalling to think of something witty.
16% of people would eat this or try this out of curiosity.
Bass.
Oh, I would say feces.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I was going to do a bunch of bass jokes.
You eat bass, don't you? Sea bass?
It is the bass eating season.
Yeah.
I don't know if I probably have had sea bass before.
You eat carp.
No, I do not like carp. But I like
you're a carp muncher.
Lobster, cod. So
she loves cod.
She's a carp muncher. I know better.
She's a bottom feeder.
If you give her a couple cods at once, she loves it.
Have you ever had two cods at once?
No.
Yeah.
Well, you're a liar.
Have I had
two peas in a cod?
I know you love cod.
I've had cod, I think.
What was the spare the cod, ruin the child? Child?
Rod.
I think you're wrong.
Ruin the rod?
Well, you're all wrong about that. According to a report, 23% of dog owners say that they would try their dog's food without hesitation.
It's not their partner's buttocks.
16% would try it only once out of curiosity. No,
I didn't guess that. I guess feces. It's dog food.
It's dog food.
God. Fat Boy's done that, actually, on this show before.
Look.
Whose was
it? Looked like a cigar. I thought it'd be funny that... I think I was like...
Oh, no. Are you having a heart attack?
Oh, God.
No, man. I'm like at a wait now where I can just like randomly snot it up.
Oh.
I don't know what it is. Sometimes when I cough, it's like, here comes a big loogie.
Oh, man.
Like a muke loog.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Imagine it's like the top of a cinnamon bun.
Like that band.
I think I might have to get off of cheese.
Yeah, cheese isn't healthy for you.
I think it's what causes all the mucus and the stoppage and all that spit.
Oh, maybe.
Like gluten?
I don't know, man. If it's, gluten's a protein, though.
I think it's dairy.
Plus, I don't want to be one of those pussies that, I got to have a gluten-free diet. Yeah.
Hey, my apologies to the pussies out there that are have to eat dairy-free.
You That's might
tough to say for him.
Be intolerant.
I don't want to be a lemming. Unless it's at a party.
Oh, lemming party. Ain't nothing but a lemon party.
I've seen that website once or twice when you showed it to me.
Ain't nothing but a lemon party.
So, just 25% of people say they never try it in a million years.
Wait, so what is? You know what I feel like this is? What? They always do these odd polls, like the one that I always point to, and you goobers, still not our listeners, but other goobers, they will, the news people will be at the pump when gas is, you know, trending or whatever. Hey, what would it take for gas prices to be for you to switch to electric? And they take all that data and they feed it in the system and they know, okay, this is the cutoff for this. Same yep. thing is, do you not think it's the same for that?
Oh, yeah.
You don't.
They use this data for evil.
I know. I think what they're doing is they're like, okay, people have always looked at dog food as like, it's for animals only. But I'll tell you something. I would love to find this out. I might do the field study. You go to like one of the pet supply stores. I don't have a love for any particular one more than the other. Tractor Supply, but that's not it. But you go in there.
They're trying to do too much at that point. They're trying to overextend.
You know, they do have like 20% of their store now is for toys.
Like you got salt blocks, like
farm toys and stuff.
And tractors. What are you doing?
But so I think what they find out is like, you know what? People, they don't really mind eating dog food. It doesn't matter. But my point, though, is you buy some expensive dog food, I bet you it's more pure, natural whatever than it is some of the food you buy at the grocery store.
Oh, yeah. They say fresh pet, you can, like, anybody can eat that, humans or dogs.
But it's more expensive than human food.
Oh, yeah. It's not cheap. Farmer's dog, same way.
So 60% of the people say that they can only name a max of one or two ingredients in their dog's food.
Horse meat.
Yeah, it's the same ingredients they tell you this in Vienna sausages.
Lips and buttholes.
Or yeah, pretty much. And that's not a gay bar. That's a
real parts.
No, it's
real parts.
It's not a law firm either.
It's Fat Boy's favorite porn categories.
Oh my God.
There's no mask in that one.
Well, anyways, interesting.
So but I spelled it with a zero and not an O. That's what it is. You couldn't read the transcript.
You put the V instead of the U.
Right, yes.
I've never eaten my dog's food.
So you can say the M word for death.
I did want to try to taste their little doggy ice cream.
No, I didn't know where that was going.
What did you think I was going to say?
I didn't do it. You never know with you. We expect the unexpected with old
pet. Little.
No.
Yeah.
Taste their little. Oh, my taste God.
Yeah, it was a pup cup. It was actually real whipped cream.
It's just whipped cream.
Mm-hmm.
So can dogs be have a dairy issue?
Right, I guess. That sounds like the smallest bra you can buy. Pup cup.
Pup cup. Oh, God.
You don't have a pup cup.
That sounds like a training bra. Which is, first off, I'm not comfortable saying. Training for what? What are you training for?
Exactly.
For
a real bra. Call it pup cup.
What does that mean? Training for it. You trying to, like, say if you didn't wear one, they would just flop normally? Yeah. They would just grow? No, I don't think
you
so.
Train them to stand up.
Is that right?
You ever see a woman with big jugs wearing a bralette? And it's just like, it looks like a boob in a sock.
It's like she just ran into a glass wall.
It's like, you dummy, you don't know how to buy the right bra.
Well, I wear like the sports ones.
But what are they training girls for? Is it training the girls or is it training the boobs?
Boobs.
Wow, that's crazy.
Well, I mean, because it's not.
We need to have training underwear then. Because what happens when a man gets older?
You got to hook it behind your back.
Pendulum swing.
You don't have perky
nuts.
Balls.
Yeah. You should.
It's like it's not a thing.
I'm gonna. Right, I'm gonna make. 7 o'clock hour is gonna be clean. I promise.
Could you imagine if you had to wear like pants that gave you nut cleavage?
I'm gonna invent.
They make the ones for butts. For the butt.
Invent what?
Ball socks.
Ball bras.
Ball bras. Yes.
It's not a bad idea, actually.
For men.
That don't make sense, though.
Ball bras.
Ball bras.
That sounds like
something. Keeps them up. They don't get all saggy.
So you would wear, you put your legs through the armholes?
Yeah.
How's your armhole doing?
Is this like a jog strap, but not really?
Yes. Paige, I'm not going to do that.
What were you going to say? Go to Gale.com?
No. I wasn't gonna, although it is payday for many.
What?
No. I was going to ask you if you would let it pass before you go crazy here, okay? I was going to ask you if you would eat my a-hole.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.